Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
Okay, it's time for the speed jokes. Let's do the best of. It goes like this on Fridays. You send us jokes all week long. Thank you to John Williams at WGNRadio.com. Fridays, we pull from the jokes sent in. Randomly, someone wins a coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug. I'll announce that name in a minute. But first, we like to try and figure out what was the best joke we heard. Here's joke of the week number one. We start this week off with some random questions. For instance, were history lessons in the Stone Age really short?
And is butt cheeks one word, or do you need to spread them apart?
Wow.
See, I don't. That, see, you're you're giving me these lines to say because you don't want to say them, and I don't agree with them.
You know, these are just some jokes we're telling on the radio. Wow, Dave. What's become of Dave Bennett? He's... The things he says on that radio station. Here's joke of the week number two. Hey, Dave, exciting news. The Existential Club named me most likely to be. Here's joke of the week number three. I have a pet manatee, Dave, named Hugh, and I built him a house.
That's nice.
Yeah, it's a habitat for humanity. That's my... Aren't those lovely little things? Huh? Don't you love speed jokes? Here's joke of the week number four. I started a poetry club when I was in prison.
How'd that go, John?
It had pros and cons. We had some smarty pants jokes this week, like this one.
In the following scene, Dave Innit will portray Atomic Number 25 after having just played basketball with John Williams, who will star as Atomic Number 26.
Manganese hurt.
Not me. I'm Iron Man.
You think that's funny?
I think it's sodium funny. Did we milk that too much? I just want to... In retrospect, I'll answer my own question. Yes. Here's joke of the week number six.
In the following scene, Dave Innit will portray a scout trying to send a smoke signal, and John Williams will star as another scout.
Rats, this fire won't make any smoke, and I have an urgent message to send.
I know. Try putting it out and then lighting it again. Right. Here's joke of the week number seven. What's a sausage made up of annoying children called? Bratwurst. Hey, let's not be doing that, y'all. Here's joke of the week number eight. What were Mr. Peanut's famous... That's peanuts. What were Mr. Peanut's famous last words to his wife?
Back in a jiff.
Joke of the week number nine. This joke just came in. Hey, John Williams, I heard the weather lady say high in the 70s, and I thought that could be the title of my autobiography. At first, I thought the guy meant when he was 70 years old, but I think he's talking about the 1970s. Maybe it works either way.
Yeah.
Here's joke of the week number 10. Hey, Dave, I'm taking a Vietnamese language class.
Why is that?
Well, we adopted a baby from Vietnam, and when he grows up, I want to be able to talk to him. Joke of the week number 11. I went to a coffee shop yesterday and the baristas were cows. By the register, there was a little sign that said, thank you for not tipping. Here's joke of the week number 12. Hey, Dave, years ago, I dated a pediatrician.
That didn't work out?
Nah, we were always fighting. She had very little patience. All right, fine. Here's joke of the week number 13.
Hey, John, last night the White Sox were wearing eyeshadow and the Dodgers were wearing lipstick.
Gosh, Dave, why were they doing that?
It was a makeup game.
Is that appropriate? If you look up diminishing returns, I think that's what you're listening to there. Here is the final joke of the week. Hey, I was at O'Hare and I went up to this woman. And I went, bark, 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 bark. And she said, no, sir, this is a check-in desk.